Today's gospel text, there's a beautiful irony in those who are standing there in the temple looking at Jesus teaching publicly and the discussions between them. It's beautiful that they're having a private discussion. We're privy to what they're saying, and then all of a sudden, from inside the temple, Jesus shouts out, "So you know where I am from." And I can imagine those that were there with Jesus going, "Wait a minute, we didn't ask that question." And Jesus saying, "Well, no, but they did." They believe that they understand the fulfillment of this passage or this prophetic word that no one is to know where the Christ is from as a location. Where did you grow up? Where are you from? It's funny, with my last name, sometimes people be like, "So where are you from?" And the fact that I was, the fact that because I did 4.5 years in the Navy overseas and 4 years overseas in seminary, like 8.5 years, I have a bit of an accent at times, and people are like, "Where are you from?" And they're surprised when I say Kansas. The point being, they're interpreting it as a location, as factual information about Jesus. But this prophetic word, this tradition that is amongst the believers about who the Christ is and where he is from, is so perfectly fulfilled in Jesus. It seems funny to say that everything is perfectly fulfilled in Jesus. But in this way, Jesus reveals exactly its fulfillment. "So you know where I am from. But I tell you, you don't know him. You don't know who I am from." This is the fulfillment. This is the mission of the Christ, not only to give his life in obedience to the will of his Father and to redeem the world, but his mission to reveal the Father, to reveal the Father to the world. We had in seminary, so first 4 years of seminary, just getting your bachelor's degree and getting a sufficient amount of philosophy before entering into major seminary, which is 4 more years of nothing but theology. That philosophical foundation in which you get with the philosophers and you speak with human reason, how to think clearly, how to understand things. But ultimately, philosophy comes to a point where it has no more answers. The unmoved mover, the one who created but was not created, the one who moves all things but was never moved himself. We come back to speculating the existence of God, the existence of this initial giving, this birth. But that's all we have. Jesus comes into the world to reveal his Father. He wants to teach all those people that are there exactly where he is from, because it is not a where but a whom. For us, my brothers and sisters, again, in these days of, I'm imagining that in a week or so, as we get set with this new schedule, this new routine of things, that there will be some times in which all of the activity, because I'm telling you, I've been incredibly busy. I'm really tired of being on cameras, that's one thing for sure. But it will start to settle down, and there will be an invitation for us to rest, to have this quiet. I think it's very important that we enter into this time, because Jesus still wants to reveal his Father to us. He wants to reveal his compassion, his mercy. In the gift of his redemption, he allows us to enter into relationship with his Father as sons and daughters, as beloved sons and daughters, filled and anointed with the Holy Spirit. How important it is for us to not only know Jesus, but to know the one that he reveals by his words, by his actions, by his love, by his example. Jesus is the incarnation of God, and he reveals the loving heart of God to us. An important message for us to know and understand today and always. Amen.